Today's audiocast for Friday, October 13th, 2006 is sponsored by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's audio news service. The big aviation news story this week, covered extensively on AvWeb, involved New York Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle. For complete and continuing coverage of the story, log on to AvWeb.com. As we know, with today's continuous and immediate cable news coverage, general aviation doesn't always get a fair shake in the coverage. But in recent years, organizations that represent general aviation have gone to great lengths to try to educate these news outfits about what general aviation really is and what it's all about. Have we made any progress? Here's Experimental Aircraft Association spokesman Dick Nepinski to grade the network news coverage of this tragic event.
Well, there are some interesting factors that always work into it. First of all, the networks and other news outlets have the advantage of having a story that is right in their own backyard. New York being the media capital of the world, all of the networks are based in New York, which gives them, of course, an instant advantage to covering the story. The big thing with the story, of course, it's up and down when you look at some of the media coverage. Some of the people who are well-versed in aviation understand this was a tragic accident and really nothing more than that. You have people such as Miles O'Brien over at CNN who are pilots themselves and understand aviation. Others, of course, went into speculation, as you mentioned, trying to determine the cause of the accident well before any kind of investigation could get underway, or making calls for shutting down the airspace around New York City to GA aircraft, which, of course, is an extremely knee-jerk reaction and something that is rather short-sighted and kind of fills airtime, but nothing much else. So there are a lot of factors that played into it. General aviation, for the most part, is not well understood by the nation's large media. A couple of reasons for that, of course, bad news sells, and aviation accidents are rather rare, so it becomes a situation where it is something that you can publicize, especially when you have video of crashes or video of fires or things like that, such as what we had yesterday in New York. So that understanding is not there, and it's incumbent upon all of us in GA, EAA, AOPA, and every single pilot to try to help educate people so they become better aware to what aviation is and, more importantly, what it is not.
Dick, overall, as I watched the coverage, I gave the networks, Fox and CNN, an improving grade. They are getting better. Do you feel that's true?
I think it's a situation where, again, it varies from program to program, sometimes from host to host, and sometimes simply the philosophy. There are some programs, of course, reviewing the coverage from last night and this morning, who will instantly look toward the security angle. There are a lot of different angles that come into this story. Of course, the fact that it occurred when an airplane struck a high-rise structure in New York City instantly harkens back for many people who are not familiar with aviation to 9/11. Fortunately, the New York City authorities were right on top of that. National security authorities were right on top of it. And within the hour had already discounted the possibility of terrorism, which made this simply a very tragic accident. The other fact that it did involve an athlete, particularly a New York Yankee baseball player, brings back memories of Thurman Munson, who was the captain of the Yankees back in 1980 when he died in a small airplane accident in Ohio. And so for many of the sports media, it came up to that. EAA also supplied a number of interviews as we went along, talking to people, supplying background, and telling them exactly about aviation, what the airspace requirements are around New York City, what the regulations are for pilots, what happens in the case of emergency, talking about the Cirrus aircraft. All of those things were part of the story, and it was a many-faceted story and one that could be rather complex to cover. One of the things that I think people forget many times is that news people are often jumping from topic to topic through the course of the day of their coverage. They may be handling, let's say, a water issue in the morning, maybe handling aviation in midday, and handling perhaps a daycare issue or a crime scene at night. So they spend a lot of time as generalists trying to pick up little tidbits of information. And given the media cycle now, which almost demands immediate coverage immediate analysis makes it very difficult sometimes to get into aviation. I know, for instance, reporters do become frustrated at times in the fact that you tell them that the NTSB will take a year to 18 months to determine a final cause of an accident.
Right.
And in today's news cycle, that is very difficult for people to get their hands around, that it takes that long to do a thorough investigation. So
sure.
It's something that makes it very difficult for them to tell the story, what happened in the story, what will prevent it from happening again, and then put the story away, because you simply can't. This story will have an ending that goes a year or 18 months down the road. So that is sometimes a frustrating thing for reporters, which becomes an exasperating thing for aviation enthusiasts who may be watching, reading, or listening to the coverage. And that is something that, again, all of us in aviation do have to take time to educate, whether it's the local reporter in the hometown newspaper or on the cases of EAA and AOPA and NBAA and some of the other major aviation organizations, to spend time with national reporters to try to educate them, give them the information they need. And this was one example where we had another opportunity to do that. The great thing about aviation and those people who fly, unlike people who may read about auto accidents and then you move on to the next thing that may be on the newscast or the paper and you don't think about the auto accident again, but what you may see in aviation oftentimes are people reading the NTSB reports, reading the accident reports, trying to find some little nugget of information that will make them better pilots as well.
Sure.
And I think that's a credit to the aviation community that pilots never do stop learning, because I think any of us involved in aviation understand the point where you get hubris and think that I have this thing all under my control is when it comes back to bite you. And everybody involved in flying understands that and carries that responsibility.
Dick, when you have one of those reporters coming after general aviation from the security angle, how do you answer that?
This was, unfortunately, two people in an airplane for whatever reason, which will be determined, got into some kind of situation that caused what we saw on Wednesday afternoon. Now, speaking to the larger question about general aviation in general aviation runs under some of the tightest restrictions in New York City that it does any place in the country. Those are good restrictions. The Department of Homeland Security, the Transportation Safety Administration, or Security Administration, New York City law enforcement have all said that general aviation is not a threat to the city. Mayor Bloomberg reiterated that again yesterday after the accident occurred. And so if people want to think like that, the other thing they have to remember is general aviation aircraft have not been involved in any kind of terrorist attack in the U.S., which is more than what can be said, for instance, for rental trucks, vans that we saw in the World Trade Center in 1993, and even for backpacks. And so those are the kind of things people who mean to do us harm will use the conveyance that is most accessible and most appropriate for them. So if you want to start talking about general aviation shutdowns as far as transportation, you also have to start talking about large trucks, the hundreds of thousands of vehicles that pour into New York City each day through the tunnels, over the bridges, and so forth, that go unchecked. And so one can start speculating various scenarios that are security related all you want and come up with many, many scare theories. But the fact is, the response was appropriate by New York City authorities, by federal authorities after the Corey Lytle accident, and it made it very quickly shown that it was indeed a tragic accident.
The Experimental Aircraft Association's Dick Nepinski. You'll find the latest on this story as it develops and all the other aviation news at your fingertips 24 hours a day at avweb.com. Comments on the audiocast are always welcome. Just send us an email to audionews@avweb.com. This report has been made possible by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Click on the audiocast sponsors link to learn more. Look for Avweb's next audiocast on Monday, October 16th. Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.